Brave Windham late, whom fortune did adorn with buildings fair and fresh as summer's morn, to coal black ashes now quite burned down, may sorrowing say I was a gallant town. Yea, all my state and glory is put by, for mourning on the ground my buildings lie. My goods consumed, my dwellers brought full low, which now go wandering up and down in woe. 300 dwelling houses of account, which did to 40,000 pounds amount, are all consumed and wasted quite away, and nothing left but ruin and decay. Woe worth the causers of this black misdeed, that makes a thousand hearts with sorrow bleed, a thousand hearts with ringing hands may say, in Windham town this was a woeful day. This deed was done by such unhallowed hands, whose rigor caught not for a thousand lands. The earth itself, if that it flamed with fire, were as these damned harlots did desire. One flodder and his cursed wife were those which wrought this famous town, these sodden woes. Confederate with one bigger's wife, which three, and to this cursed action did agree. As rogues and beggars wandering up and down, they went to seek relief from town to town, and lived by the usage of base sin, as custom traineth all such livers in. Assure the devil, or else some fiend of his, saved them done to this foul amiss. With fire to waste so brave a market town, that flourished fair with riches and renown. A fire that was devised of the devil, a fire of all the worst and worse than evil. Wildfire it was that could not quenched be, a ball thereof lay kindling secretly within an eaves not seen of any man. A match gave fire, and so it first began. In service time, when people were at prayers, as God required and not on worldly cares, a time that such a chance could hardly be prevented by man's help, as man might see. For on a sod enkindled so the flame, that mazed people could not quench the same. Within 2 hours the town was burned quite, and much good wealth therein consumed outright. The free schoolhouse with many a gallant hall, with aged people and poor children small. Such woes were never seen in any place, nor never man remained in heavier case. Strange doubts were made, how first the fire begun, that hath so many good men states undone. At last this flutter with his wandering mates, which daily begged for food at rich men's gates, examined were where soon their guilty tongues confessed the chief occasions of these wrongs. And so with hearts bespotted with black shame, they were arraigned and judged for the same, to suffer death a recompense to make for this offense they thus did undertake. And when the day of death drew near at hand, according to the judge's just command, before 10,000 people's wondering eyes, this flutter like a damned monster dies. A self-willed papist of a stubborn heart, that would but small submission from him part, but boldly died as though he had done well, and not been guilty of this fact of hell. His hated body still on earth remains, a shame unto his kin, hanged up in chains, and must at all no other burial have but crows and ravens' maws to make his grave. But Bix, his wife, in sign of penitence, with weeping tears bewailed her offense, and at her death confessed with grieved mind this deed beyond the reach of womankind. And how most lewdly she had lived long, a shameful life in doing deeds of wrong, and trod the steps of whoredom day by day, accounting sin and shame the better way. And how that she was willed to put her hope at last to have a pardon from the Pope for all her sins, for which she did repent, and said no Pope but Christ was her content. And as for Flodder's wife, the chief herein, and deigned leader to this willful sin, being big with child, reprived was therefore to give that life which in her womb she bore. But having now deliverance of her child, all further hopes of life are quite exiled. Yet hope of life hath made her now confess the town's proceeding dangers and distress. And how the rest should all have burned been, so with a second fire to waste it clean. And how the husband of the woman dead had given consent to have this mischief spread. Likewise one Hicks, a fellow of good age, She said his credit and his word did gauge to be a father to this damned deed that now hath made a thousand hearts to bleed. But let no such accursed wretch as this the course of law and justice look to miss, but with repentance true prepare for death, as most unworthy of a minute's breath. And now let England's towns both far and near with wisdom still prevent like chance and fear, and weed away from every place and city such idle drones you cherish with your pity. Yet in your hearts let charity remain, and freely give to build this town again. And in your prayers desire the Lord of heaven that bounteous gifts may thereunto be given. Our royal king with good and gracious hand have granted them the bounties of our land. In every church that gathering there may be, as by